Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Doc, I have a new condition. Good morning to you, by the way.
Good morning.
I have something that I believe is called SAV. SAV. It's seasonal affective violence. If we don't get that, if it doesn't get nice soon, I'm going to be prone to violence. Is there anything you can give me for that?
Yeah, it's going to be about 2 weeks.
That's not a great prescription. That doesn't help me.
It really isn't. It isn't. You know, and you do bring up a point. A lot of people are pretty bummed about this weather, but there's a huge difference between feeling the blues about the weather and how bad it is and how we want to get outside versus true depression. But it is unfortunate. We do need to, we either need to move south or we need to find out more about this global warming.
We love this city. Can't we move Chicago temporarily, maybe, you know, 500 miles south?
Yeah. Yep.
It's going to take a big truck.
I was going to say, well, I'll pitch in for the moving costs.
Yeah, maybe a Chevy Silverado. Doc, as you know, I lost a good friend to bipolar disorder. We're going to talk about bipolar disorder and depression today, and I would highly recommend RebeccasDream.org as a website with great, great resources for anybody that's going through this or loves somebody that is. But let's talk about it. What is bipolar disorder?
Well, bipolar disorder is a disorder that unfortunately has swings in your mood. So you have times when you are very depressed, can be severely depressed, and then all of a sudden that depression goes away and you have feelings of manic feelings. So you go from mania to depression and you have these big mood swings. So they go up and they go down. So people are not depressed all the time. As a matter of fact, there's some times where they feel unbelievably good. They have too much energy. And then there's times when they have the depression. So that's why it's called bipolar. Two swings, two mood swings that people can have.
And there is a lesser form that was named a few years ago called bipolar 2. It's similar circumstances. It just doesn't have the dramatic highs and lows, but equally debilitating.
Absolutely. You know, people have to realize, oh, well, when they're in the manic phase, they must be very productive in that. And, it's not true. This is a very debilitating disease and is very concerning. And one that people need to be aware of because they may have the symptoms themselves, or they may see someone in their family or their friends that have the symptoms. And probably the most important thing is awareness. I mean, Mariah Carey came out last week and shared with the world in People magazine that she's been suffering from this, and that for a long time she had denied it and said, there's no, that I don't have this, even though people were telling her she had it.
Doc, how do
it's
you,
a big deal, too, for Mariah Carey
right,
to come out.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones a few years earlier did the same thing.
Yep.
How is it diagnosed? Because I know people are listening to this, and we all in our life have highs and lows. Some days we're happy. Some days we're depressed. It depends on our work or our personal lives. How is it diagnosed?
Yeah. And the good thing, Andre, because you know what? There is no blood test for it. So it's not like we can do a blood test and say you have bipolar disease. The other big thing about it is often the doctor is not going to know it unless the patient is willing to share that they have these symptoms. So we have to get past the social stigma of I don't want to tell anybody this, but that the individual would have to share with the doctor, share with a loved one that, hey, you know what, I am having these symptoms of depression. I feel sad. I feel hopeless. I feel like I'm worthless to society. I have no energy. I'm exhausted. You know, I'm sleeping a lot. You know, Steve and I love to play golf. If I kept asking Steve to play golf and he said, you know what, I really don't want to. Those are things that are concerning from the depressive side of it. And then when they're in the manic phase, they feel wired. They feel crazy. They feel like they're on caffeine. They have a lot of energy. So if you see someone with those big swings in personality that happens over and over and over, that's the individual we're concerned about.
And Rebecca, at the end, before she took her life at 30, she just couldn't deal with it anymore. The constant pharmacological experiment of trying to get the meds right, and then they level off and you have to redo it again. And, you know, she would literally go through phases where she couldn't get out of bed. I mean, just crushing depression. I also played golf for a few years with a guy who was a big deal at BP. Played baseball at Ohio State. And everything in the world looked like it was lined up. And he was bipolar. And he got so off the beam, he lost his job, his wife, and almost lost his life. and most recently thought he could knock a wall down in a particular place where he was living and ran into it and could have caused paralysis. And I've heard that he's recovering. But it's dramatic. It has incredibly high suicide rates. And I thought one of the interesting things I saw in your notes, Doc, is that, and I don't want to, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but a traumatic experience can cause this. So do we see this in returning military folks who suffer from PTSD?
Exactly. So, you know, people always say, well, what causes it? And, you know, there is a small portion of people, you can definitely track it back to genetics. But for other people, it's a life-changing event that kind of can trigger it, whether it's a loss of a loved one, whether it is a traumatic event in their childhood. Those are the ones that we can't figure out, well, how can that trigger it in some people and not trigger it in other people? Because we know this is a chemical imbalance in the brain, but how is it triggered? And for some reason, we find that a traumatic incident can actually trigger and start the symptoms of bipolar.
How do you treat it, Doc?
Yeah, Andrew, you know, it's one of those that is difficult to treat, and Steve just kind of hit it on the head there. You know, one of the things with the treatment is, one is therapy, so you definitely should be seeing whether it's a licensed social worker, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and we'll talk a little bit about the shortage of those in a few minutes. But then also we're finding that there are medications that help. Now, the medications, as Steve said, it's a difficult thing. This is not like taking an antibiotic where I give it to you and I start to see results here within 24 or 48 hours. As a matter of fact, a lot of these medications take up to 4 to 6 weeks for them to work. It may even take several months for them to go into a full effect. So you can imagine the individual who's going through these symptoms, taking these medications, and seeing or not seeing a delayed response in the medication.
All right, we want to talk about depression as well, because these are equal, and they're not, but they're both debilitating in your life. Everybody goes through periods of depression. I mean, everybody. The question is, do you have clinical depression versus difficult days at times? The worst thing you could do is tell somebody to snap out of it, walk it off, you have so much to live for, or any of the other things that you say to somebody to make you feel better. You need to listen and offer advice, and the advice needs to be not how they fix it, but how you can help them find people who can help them, whether it's taking them to a therapist or taking them to a hospital. Those are the ways you help. Shut up and listen. I can't encourage you to do that more. But, Doc, before we leave bipolar, depressive portion of the disorder, just to reiterate this, feeling sad or hopeless, no energy, completely exhausted, excessive sleeping, no enjoyment in activities, which can swing on a dime to the manic portion, to feeling excessive energy, acting out, whether it's drinking or drugging or sexual things, feeling wired, unable to control your emotions, crying at the drop of a hat, rapid talking, constant talking, disconnected with racing thoughts. The guy that I mentioned at one point, Doc, showed up outside our window here when I used to do the afternoon show. And this is a guy, again, it was a big deal at BP, who was disheveled and yelling and was talking about how he was going to buy the Tribune Tower. And we had to call and get him help just to get him off the street. So it's just one of the more awful things that can happen to you.
It really is. And the bad thing about bipolar, too, is when people are put on medication and the medication works, often they're going to get into that manic phase and they say, are you kidding? I don't need medication anymore. I feel great.
Right.
And they stop that medication. And that's probably one of the bigger things, is they need to have continued therapy and continually talking to a professional, whether, like I said, whether it's a social worker, a psychologist, psychiatrist, so that they have that continued care, because it does impact not only their quality of life, but their quantity of life as well.
Rebeccasdream.org. Please check that out. We'll come back and talk about the depression side of this story. And again, everybody has it, and not nearly enough people talk about it. Dr. Kevin Most. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. Doc, one of the things we try to point out with Rebecca's Dream all the time to folks, and this is sort of the mantra, and I know you believe this, is there is no walk it off, there is no snap out of it when it comes to this stuff, and we need to treat depression with the same seriousness that we treat cancer and heart disease and all the other major ailments.
Absolutely. I mean, depression is the 10th leading cause of death in this country, and shouldn't be, because it can be treated. We have 45,000 suicides a year, and that's even a low number, because you have to remember that we can prevent many suicides with quick treatment, and then we also have some deaths that are suicides that we don't even know. So we really have to get our arms around this and understand that this is a major health problem. And I say that, Steve, and then I'm going to tell you a stat that you're probably going to blow you away. But 60% of the countries in the United States don't have a single psychiatrist in that county. Excuse me, not country, counties.
60% of the counties in this country?
Do not have one single psychiatrist within the county.
Holy cow, I have no idea.
80% of rural counties do not have a single psychiatrist.
Well, is it because that practice just folks just aren't inclined to live in those areas or what?
Yeah, it is part of that. Part is that we do not definitely do not have enough psychiatrists, not have enough people going into psychiatric medicine. So we really start to need to say, okay, if we don't have enough psychiatrists, what are we going to do? And we start to need to look at how are we going to use social workers who are very highly talented and can right. take care of some of this, and psychologists. But my point is being is 10% of people in this country have depression, and yet a large portion of the country, we do not even have treatment options for them. So we really need to start focusing on that and how we're going to get it, because it doesn't matter whether you live in DeKalb County or whether you live in Cook County, it's still the stats of 10%.
Yeah, and the 10% is the clinical diagnosed clinical depression, because out of the 90% that aren't diagnosed, I believe every one of us at some point in life has depression. It's a matter of whether or not it's taken to the stage of being diagnosed as clinical or it's particular phases that you go through. But those are serious phases.
Absolutely. And you know, fortunately, at least we now have more insurance coverage in some cases, but even that is not as strong as it should be. And getting past that social stigma of patients saying, you know what, like you said, oh, I'm just going to shake this off, or telling them to shake it off. You need to understand that your quality of life can be so much better if you have these symptoms and you get them treated. It will change your life. It will change the lives of people around you. So doctors are used to it. We see patients who are depressed. Don't come in there being embarrassed that you're depressed. It's like coming in having a sinus infection. We know that you have issues. We know that you have treatment options. So please go reach out for help.
You touched on this very quickly just a second ago, Doc. Healthcare coverage. Will insurance pay for it? Will they pay for the diagnosis and or the treatment? And you said it's getting better. How much better?
Well, it's getting better because a lot of people used to just totally say we're not going to treat it. But now you're at least starting to see that insurance companies are treating it, but they are going to limit it. Are they going to allow inpatient? Are they going to have outpatient? How many visits outpatient? So it really depends on your insurance policy, but something that you should look into. One other thing that I really need to talk about really just quickly is about the medications. A study that came out of the New York Times last week, which showed people that were trying to stop their medications and the side effects that they were having from them. Very important, if you get to a point where you feel that you don't need your medicine anymore, talk to your physician, make sure it's a decision between the two of you, because these are medicines that you just don't stop immediately. Yeah, bad things can happen to you when you do that. So we want to make sure that we either wean you off or make sure that, hey, you know what, you may think you need to come off, but we need to keep you on these meds.
There is some success being shown now with significantly depressed folks in ketamine. We can talk about that another day, but it certainly looks promising. And we know anecdotally cases where it's worked very well already. But I just want people to understand this, too. I have had significant bouts of depression my entire life. I've been medicated for, I don't know, 15, 20 years now. And it makes a phenomenal difference. And I've done talk therapy off and on for, you know, probably the last 30 years. And, you know, I grew up in a scenario where nobody did that. And I thought you had to be nuts to go to a therapist. Doc, I think it ought to be a law. Everybody ought to be in therapy at some point. I've said this a million times, like a health club for your head.
Yeah, it really is. People, we think about health and we just think about the physical health portion of our body, and really the mental health portion is even more and more important as we're finding out so many more things going on in our brains. I mean, talk about Alzheimer's, talk about depression, talk about whatever you want. The brain is so important, and we're starting to learn more and more about it. Before, we used to have terrible medications for depression. Now we have great medications for depression. Now you have to make sure we get you on the right one at the right dose. But at least it changes, like you said, the quality of your life. People want to get up and go to work. They want to right. interact socially. They want to do all those things that make for a worthless life.
There's nothing wrong with you. It's not your fault, but you do have to take some action. And again, I would encourage anybody that loves somebody that's going through this, as frustrating as it can be, just listen. Ask questions and just listen. And those questions are questions like, why are you so sad? What's going on?
talk to me about this because I want to help. And then, you know, find those resources for them. Get online for them. In a lot of cases, maybe they don't have energy to even go online and look. So last question for you, Doc. How do you find a therapist?
Yeah, it's a great question, you know, and really it comes down to talk to your family doctor, talk to your internist. They usually have great relationships with psychiatrists and psychologists that they know and they understand, and let them handpick it. Because not only is the medication important to be handpicked, as is the psychiatrist or psychologist. I get asked all the time, and I say, okay, well, tell me what it is. It's my daughter. She's this. This is how old she is, and this is what she's going through. I'm going to hand pick somebody that I know works great with young females. Right. And it really comes down to let your doctor help you get the right person, because you might go to somebody and say, gosh, I had a terrible experience with that person, just like some people do with any doctor. But let your doctor handpick the right individual to make sure that it's successful.
And every doctor will tell you that if there's not a match, you should continue to look. And if you're not connecting with somebody, doctors should be, and in most cases I've found, are professional enough to say, I'm sorry, we didn't click, but here's somebody I think you ought to call. And it's a colleague, and you can go through it that way.
Yep, and probably the most important thing, Steve, that I hope people heard was what you were saying. If you see somebody, if you have a friend, a family member that are showing these symptoms, you are the person that's going to need to help them. Because often, like I said, they get in the doctor's office and we won't even know unless they're in a hypermanic state or in their depressive state. And they can fake that for 15 minutes. So really important that occurs, because you're going to not only increase their quality of life, but also you might save their lives.
No question about it. Again, RebeccasDream.org, a great resource. There are many, but I would highly recommend you take a look at that as well. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. Thank you, Dr. Kevin Most.
You got it, man. Take care.